Okay, guys, welcome to this episode of Staines Rugby Club Swancast. This week we are talking to some legends of the club. Last night was awards night for the senior team. So we've got with us some winners from last night's awards. We've got Marcus Talbot, who won Best Swan, which is the man who's got the best characteristics of a Staines rugby player. We've got Chris Grant, who won Most Improved Forward. We've got Josh Charlton, who won Coach's Player of the Year. And last but definitely not least, we've got Thomas Perriman, who won Player's Player of the Year, the blue ribbon, if you like, of awards. Yeah, nice round of applause coming in there from Josh. So we're really lucky to have these guys with us. I'm hoping that they're going to talk a lot and I'm not going to talk very much. So let's see how that goes. So over to you guys. Can you chat amongst yourselves about your experiences at Staines Rugby Club last year? Go.
I'd say, obviously, for a lot of people, there's quite a few new members joined, obviously myself included. And obviously, I think one of the best things about the last season is seeing how everyone has grown within themselves, again, including myself, how we've come together as not just a group of people playing rugby, we've developed into a team and a family together. And that's shown from being where we were best in both days to seeing how much we've played as a team to in the last game we've played. You know, there's a difference to just start to create with a massive bond and just, you know, knowing where each other's going to be. And it shows with our results. And, you know, we started the game and scoring tries. Fantastic. It's just a really pleasant...
Marcus, mate, can I stop you really quickly? We're struggling to hear you. Earlier on, you moved your microphone and it got quite a lot easier. You're quite echoey. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's better. There you go. There you are. Excellent. Yeah, so... Yeah, what you were saying there was about how we grew together as a family. I love that. I love that. Anybody else?
Yeah, so last season, I got to see the season unfold from a number of different points of view. So the first half of the season, like the boys know, I was still injured from quite a while ago. So I was sort of playing the season from the sideline. Which was tough for me, but I saw the season have ups and downs. And from a personal point of view, I thought the ups started to come more often from the halfway mark of the season, when, you know, we could start stringing a couple of wins together. We were starting to gel, like Marcus says, as a family and as a team. You know, we were starting to see, you know, the player on the inside. We were starting to see them. Works and the player on the outside works how they play their game. So, yeah, I think that was my point of view. But I think as an ultimate, I thought all in all, it was a good season.
Yeah, going back to Marcus's point about us being like coming together as a family and stuff, it's sort of like when I first joined, I was a bit like, oh, am I going to fit in? Am I not? And then after like the first couple of sessions, I felt like I was just welcomed in, and I really liked that, and it made me enjoy the sport more, really, being welcomed in to a new club.
Just need to learn how to down a parent now, mate.
For those of you that don't know Chris, he's been a bit of a legend this year. He won Man of the Match against Reading, which was pretty tough for an 18-year-old. You're always a strong scrummaging side, but... he particularly showed his mettle when it came to downing his Man of the Match pint, which I believe took him an hour and 42 minutes.
Oh, that's a bit. That's a bit too long, but we'll roll with it.
How was it, mate?
Situation in the bucket afterwards.
I think there's probably a 10-hour loop version on YouTube now.
So yeah, he's developing. He's turning into a better drinker of a pint, at least.
Yeah.
That's good practice.
Yeah, on top of what everyone said, I 100% agree. Marcus kicked it off. We all came together as a team, and not only did we come together as a team, as a family, we all like sort of learned from each other and forced each other to come out of each other's shells and grow and show what we can do, such as Marcus. He dumped into the deep end and came out of his shell.
Agreed.
Tried things he hadn't done before. Fitness was went from here to went all the way sky high. He could go as much as he want. Chris started improving his throwing, targeting accuracy in the line out, running hard lines. And then obviously Charlton coming back from injury. Just obviously being the angry man he is on the pitch, they can just roll in the centres and just bossing some people about. It just, in the end, it just brought everyone together, including the backs and the forwards, because obviously they're very separate units with their own key goals, especially in areas like 5 metres from the try line and then out in the widths of the pitch. Yep. But it brought us all together. We communicated, we controlled the field together, especially towards the end of the season. And we just knew each other's game plan and just broke it down, worked together and got our goal that we wanted to. Might have been a bit sloppy at times, but that can be worked on. We got the goal there in the end.
And I think, just quickly as well, I think I'm sort of talking on behalf of the whole team. We all saw us gel as a team and sort of gel as a unit. And I know Nick didn't want to talk much, but I was just wondering, Nick, did you see the team gel as much as we did?
Yeah, from our point of view as a coaching team, it was a really, really interesting season to watch, because we started really well. Pre-season was amazing, from the unity in the team. Everybody was striving towards a goal. Everything seemed to be going well. It was really interesting to watch a couple of injuries, a couple of results that didn't perhaps go the way we'd hoped they would, and that kind of fell apart a little bit, which was disappointing, but not unexpected and not unreasonable to see. But from that point, it was great to see it build and build and build again. And we knew there was going to be a turning point, and yeah, it was just really interesting to see the way the result against Northolt. God bless them, they turned up and did their best that day. But just the confidence that was drawn from that game just carried on through the rest of the season. And don't get me wrong, there's still loads and loads to build on from a rugby point of view and a team building point of view. But just to see it getting better and better through the rest of the season, despite some upsets with sides not turning up and that sort of thing, we did really well. It was really positive to see, and it would have been great to have seen it to the end of the season.
Definitely. I think we can all agree we're all hoping for a full season and not for one that was cut short, unfortunately.
Yeah, I really wanted that last game. Not going to lie.
Everyone was really psyched up for it, especially coming from a point where there were times where we were struggling to get 15. And, you know, that's, you know, going from that to a point where we are putting out 15 to one week where we put out two teams. You know, that was, obviously we had a few helping hands come and help, but, you know, still putting out two teams on the same day, I think that was really great. And, you know, that was quite a special thing to see, really. Like, especially starting when I did, knowing that, you know, it was, if you could play, you were playing. And that was, yeah.
So how about that? That was last season, guys. What are your thoughts about going into next season? Let's assume for the minute that we'll be starting pre-season sometime in July or August, and looking to hit our first competitive matches in early September, like we would normally be expecting to do. What are your thoughts? What are your goals? What are your dreams for the season coming up?
I'll start this off just for, well, my personal goal would be just give it 100%, like in everything, like push myself like harder than, because the season we just had, it was sort of like, there were times where I was like, oh, I'm not going to push myself because I don't want to. But I think my goal for next season would be to push myself a little bit harder to improve on the fitness, on the tacting, on the throwing and the line out, which is accurate, just pushing myself harder and harder, putting in the work at training, so at the matches I can perform my best. That'd be my personal goal for next season.
Nice. Well, when Nick asked me to do this, I even made notes, which is not like me at all. So I made a couple of like little bullet points. As a team, I think our hopes and goal is to have the most competitive Staines team within recent teams, recent years. You know, I've always wanted to win. I've never been good losing games, let alone drawing games. You know, I've always been the best Josh after a win. You know, I'm always happy. I'm always buzzing to win. And as well, next season, I'd like to think that a lot of those younger talent, those younger boys that were coming through and joining us with this training sessions, hopefully we can start implementing them into our senior sort of teams, because some of those boys that were turning up to our training sessions, they were lighting up. You know, they were quick hands, good kicking, and just good rugby players, which is good to see at such a young age. Competition for position as well. I've always wanted to try and drive myself to be the best person that I can be and the best player that I can be. And to have someone sort of knocking at the door saying, Josh, I'm having your shirt. I want that. I want that competition. We're almost there. Don't stress. Be the fittest that I've been. You know, I've always wanted to be fit. I've always tried to be fit and always tried to keep fit. So fingers crossed next season I can be the fittest me and the team can be the fittest Staines. And then just get a full season under my belt. I've spent the last 2 years only playing half a season, which has been a struggle considering I've played rugby for 14 years. But fingers crossed that we can all get back to normal and start playing rugby again like we all want it. We all love. That is me done.
I think from like a team level, I think, you know, just if we can go next season, start off next season with the energy we finished this one on and just carry that through the whole way. Win, lose, but I mean, I want to win all the time, but win or lose, if we keep that energy up, you know, again, going back to the development from last season, you know, the development's only going to get better if we carry on with that energy. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to be, you know, at the end of next season if we carry on with all of this. And just, yeah, you know, it's really quite exciting because, you know, and like Josh said, we've got a lot of younger players that will be coming through that, you know, give everyone a run for their money, but in the senior team already, you know, whether they're running away from us or just trying to, with their fancy footwork, get away from us, anything. Like, they're really cool players to watch and have at our training sessions. So when we're putting a shirt on next to them and following them out into the field, you know, it's really cool. And it's exciting to be able to be like, well, you know what? You know, let's actually play a game of rugby together and just sort of look after them and help them develop and develop from them as well. And then obviously from a personal level, the fitness has obviously always been my goal. And that's, you know, still my goal and still something that I'm working towards. Like, I'm a lot fitter than I was, but I want to be a lot fitter. You know, there's not really a limit to it, but, you know, I need to be just fitter. You know, if I can run 5 miles now, I want to be able to run 10 miles, you know, and just keep pushing. And if everyone can have like a little bit of that attitude, there's no end to how great this one's going to be, really.
Marcus, are you still running your 5Ks?
Absolutely.
Lad, love that.
Down to 26 on a regular with no start.
Nice. Good time. That's a really good.
I'm cycling about 20 miles a day as well. So that's helping with the leg endurance for the run, that's for sure.
Nice.
I think you're going to run rings around me next season.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like when I first started playing, there's always looking at like you, Tom, and Nathan and stuff like that, and seeing how much you're moving about the pitch throughout the whole game, and just really wanting to be like that. So, you know, that's part of my inspiration to know that I need to get much fitter is watching players like you be able to run around as you do, even if you are huffing and puffing at the end. Just an immense amount of energy. But that one game I played as fullback showed me how much energy you actually need.
Yeah, you end up coming off like a steam train, don't you, mate?
Yeah.
How about you, Tom? What are you thinking about next season?
I just want to get bigger. But this COVID is not really helping.
I don't know. I'm getting bigger.
I want to get bigger the right way, not that way. No, all seriousness. I had the plan. The plan was working. It was gymming, four, maybe five times a week. The size was coming on. And that's still my goal. That's still my main goal.
No excuse.
There is no excuse. There is no excuse. I'm just still trying my best at home, but that is my main goal, and obviously trying to better my passing off my opposite hand and kicking everything I was doing last season, but also maintaining my speed, because I have noticed it a little bit where I am gaining the weight. Went for a run the other day down the club, tried to do some shuttle runs up and down the pitch, did about 10 and was puffing. It was just like, oh, I can't do this. So I sat down and had like a 20-minute rest and then went again. So I think I just need to balance it in a bit more and train, but very busy. I have to just try my best.
How about from a team point of view? I'm aware you're one of our leadership group. What are your thoughts from a team point of view?
Team point of view, we just need to do what we was doing at the end, really. We had that, I don't know whether it was like the routines we did leading up to the game, the music or anything in the training room, but it seemed to work, so...
Playing all that ABBA as loud as we could and singing
yeah.
It up
for
the game.
Yeah, why not? I'm going to continue
I seem to remember Chris giving it a bit of a blast and having a bit of a voice.
Yeah.
What can I say, boys? What can I say?
Man of many colours.
Just please don't sing on this podcast, mate. That's all I ask. I can't afford the rights.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to continue to do what I was doing, playing the music and everything, bringing it down so everyone can enjoy it and get hyped. And then, team, we just need to carry on what we was doing. The atmosphere was there. The game, the love for the game was there. We just got to grow and build off of that. Develop everyone's skills. Make them 10 times better than they are now. I'm not saying they're not bad, but we all need to learn as a team and develop as a team. So like learning your opposite man, learning how Marcus plays. I learned how Marcus played at the end of the game, at the end of the season, because he was there right next to me. But I don't technically know how Chris played because he's in the forwards and I don't see him all the time. But if I learn how Chris plays, and I'm running behind Chris, supporting Chris, I know how he plays, so I know what to expect. I can support him. I can help him. Whereas that, I think that's just what we need to do as a team, just grow.
Cool. Mate, that stuff makes an old man very happy to hear that sort of thing. I love that your goal is to get to know your teammates better. What a wonderful goal to have going into the season. It can only make us better as a team and better as individuals. Guys, we're going to have to start thinking about wrapping it up. I've got a little challenge for you before we go. I'm just going to work my way around. I'd like one or two words only on what it means to you to be a Swan or a member of Staines Rugby Club. So let's go alphabetically. Chris, what does it mean to you? Two words, mate.
Committed and perseverant.
Nice. Nice, I like that. Josh, you're next alphabetically.
God, passionate. I've got a passionate. And leadership.
Nice. Like that. Like that. Marcus, what have you got for me, buddy?
Power and determination.
What were those two? I didn't.
Power and determination.
Lovely. Tom, last word from you, mate. Players, player of the year, Tom Perriman.
Invigorating.
Ooh.
And
word of the day.
Drink.
You can tell he's a rugby player, can't you? So, guys, that's it. We're going to have to draw to a close now. Thank you ever so much for your time this evening. I think that's, you know, like I said to Tom, the stuff that you guys come out with makes an old man very happy. So keep at it, keep working, and God, I hope that pretty soon we get to see each other on that rugby pitch again, because I miss you guys and I miss that place. And yeah, we could really do with getting back out there, couldn't we? So that's it for us for this week's Swancast. Next week, we've got the four wise men of Staines Rugby Club. Wise is in inverted commas. Unfortunately, people seem to think that includes me. So my friend and colleague, Stu Matthews, is going to be leading the session next week. And we'll have the director of rugby, the senior team managers, the chairman and the president all on one call being put through their paces by Stu. So don't miss that one, guys. It's going to be exciting. And we'll hope to see you and speak to you all soon. Stay safe.